pink and blue letters, The Snow Queen. Animated snowflakes tumble onto an icy palace, inspired by the Hans Christian Andersen story. Starring the voices of Ellie Beaven, David Jason, Hugh Laurie, Helen Mirren, Rick Mail, Julia McKenzie, Imelda Staunton. Shards of light beam out of the palace tower, which opens out like a set of claws to reveal a beautiful but scary queen.
Right at the top of the world, the North Pole, in the coldest place on Earth, is the Snow Queen's palace. It has dozens of huge, jagged towers, and its walls are made of ice.
How do you do that, Tom?
Do what?
Put all those pieces of sky together so quickly. They all look exactly the same to me.
Just talent and intelligence, I suppose. I should probably grow up to be a genius.
Huh. When we've finished, we'll play drafts, and then we'll see who the genius is.
All right.
The Snow Queen is not alone. Deep under the ice palace live her evil servants, the trolls.
A child drops her toy.
Oh, now look at poor Teddy.
It's all right, Polly. I've saved him.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's enough story for tonight. Time for little girls to go to bed.
Come on, Polly. I'll give you a piggyback upstairs.
That's a good idea. And I'll come up and tuck you in a moment.
A brown bird in a woolly hat and scarf looks in at the window.
That's it! She's done it again! Every night the same. Get to a really interesting bit and slam! Finish! No more story till tomorrow night. I'm just settling down for a good listen. Bit of a diversion, get a bit of culture. And
he falls flat on his face in the snow and gets snowbombed from above. He spreads his wings and flies up to the floor above.
There we are. Now snuggle down and go to sleep.
Tom, will the Snow Queen come to our house?
Of course not. She's just in a book. She's not real.
Will the trolls come to our house?
No, they're not real either. It's just a story.
The bird rolls his eyes. In the village of wooden houses with steep snow-covered roofs, smoke funnels up from a chimney as people go about their business, with snowflakes cascading round them. The view leaves the village passing snow-covered fir trees and pointed mountain peaks. Snowfall thickens, and in the distance, standing alone, a tall, jagged ice palace. Ice shards on the outside of the castle-like palace twinkle in the moonlight. A wonky chimney protrudes from a hole in the outside wall with smoke snaking out of it. The chimney goes down a long way.
I keep telling you not like that. Why don't you listen to what I'm telling you? Trolls are supposed to be highly intelligent and cooperative, so why can't you just do what I tell you? Wardrobe!
Yes, Eric?
Put that round the back and then come and fetch another one.
All right, Eric.
Wardrobe carries a plank.
Bad guy?
Yes, Eric?
Make sure that's fixed on properly. Use lots of nails.
All right, Eric. I think this flying machine looks really good, don't you, Wardrobe? I bet the Snow Queen will be ever so impressed.
Aerodynamically suspect, if you ask me.
Wardrobe's plank clips Baggy's ladder, leaving him wobbling to stay on, and he grabs the side of the flying machine. Mophead Eric, the head troll, looks up in horror as Baggy slides down, breaking every rung of the ladder with his nose. His mallet flies into the air.
If you two don't stop messing about...
It lands on Eric's foot. Eric dances on one leg and bumps his head on Wardrobe's plank. He rubs his head and faints.
Sorry, Eric. I'll just go and take this where you said.
Broad-backed Wardrobe goes off with the plank, leaving Eric gritting his teeth.
Now, listen. If we don't finish this flying machine soon, we're going to be dead. And I mean that literally. The Snow Queen will feed us to her bats. We shall be bat meat. Do you understand me?
Yes, Eric.
Yes, Eric.
Good. Well, it's quite simple. All you have
Eric!
To...
They look up towards the hole in the ice and the Snow Queen's stern face appears.
Good evening, trolls. I trust the machine is finished. I should like to discuss your further orders with you in the throne room now.
She vanishes in an icy flash. Her three trolls, one big, one small, one goofy, run up to the flying machine and get back to hammering it into shape.
An elegant plan, a truly elegant plan. Once my mirror is in position, all the sunshine will be reflected away from the world. It will get cold. Very, very cold.
The Snow Queen blows on a mirror with her blue lips, forming a perfect crystal.
It will freeze over. And then it will be mine.
The three trolls pelt up a spiral staircase made of ice. Wardrobe comes out on a flat surface and slips on the ice. As the other two sprint on, he comes up behind them, sweeping them up as he slides towards the Queen. All three land in a heap in front of her.
You fools!
We're very sorry, Your Majesty.
I would remind you that I do not like to be kept waiting. I would further remind you that my bats are always hungry. Is that quite clear?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
Then take the mirror, place it on the far mountain as you have been instructed, and make sure that it is at the correct angle. I want the whole world in complete...
Bats fly into her cloak.
Darkness.
All is dark except for one pair of eyes. Eric checks a pressure gauge.
Come on, Baggy! Turn the handle!
Turning the handle, Eric!
Baggy cranks up an engine and Eric taps the pressure gauge.
Come on, come on.
He gets a face full of steam and tries to block more steam from coming out as pistons at the back of the gas cylinder go up and down.
Go and open the doors!
Skinny-legged, purple-haired Wardrobe turns a handle operating a pulley, its ropes attached to heavy wooden sliding doors above him.
I'm turning the wheel now, Eric, is that right? Eric?
Yes, that's right.
Going up!
A counterweight hangs on a hook on the underside of a boat-shaped vessel, and Baggy and Wardrobe run up a ladder. The weight detaches itself, the vessel rises, the ladder falls, as the big, yellow, rugby-ball-shaped flying machine jerkily emerges from the hole in the ice. It whizzes up through the jagged palace turrets of ice like a goldfish swimming through coral and comes near to a very pointed spike.
Stop!
Baggy pulls the brake and the propeller stops whirring.
Turn to the right, Baggy!
Turning to the right!
Baggy turns the rudder to the right. Eric bangs an icy column with a spanner, loses his balance and falls. Wardrobe grabs him by the foot and pulls him up high enough to whack the icy column. Droplets of ice tumble down. The Snow Queen opens her sable cloak and her yellow-eyed, pink-tongued, pink-eared bats fly out. Standing at the foot of her regal staircase, her whole being crackles with icy power that soars up through the needle-like spires at the top of the palace. The trolls in the flying machine above watch as the claws at the top of the palace open out to reveal a mirror standing on a pedestal. And Baggy is winched down to it.
Lower the hook!
When you get just above the mirror, fasten the hook into the ring at the top.
Yes, I know, Eric.
You will secure that hook quite firmly, won't you? This mirror is extremely beautiful and valuable, and I'd be so upset if anything were to happen to it. I expect you'd be upset too. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Very upset. Very upset indeed.
He attaches the hook.
Take it up!
Oh, how delicious. A frozen world. Everything encased in ice. No trees, no flowers, no rivers, no seas. Too cold to work. Too cold to move. Too cold to think. What fun!
The leaf-shaped mirror is winched up.
It's a very interesting thing about these magic mirrors, you know.
Oh, I don't think this is a magic mirror.
When you look in them, you turn to stone. It's in all the books.
Is it?
Stop pumping!
Eric pulls the brake handle as they near a flat-topped mountain, and the Snow Queen watches the trolls maneuvering her mirror in her large crystal ball.
Carry it gently, gently.
Steady! Steady!
The mirror is lowered onto the flat mountaintop.
Right, down you go, Baggy, and fix it in position.
Me? Oh, all right.
Baggy slides down the rope to the hook and detaches it. He slides down past the mirror and looks at his reflection.
I knew it. I knew you didn't really turn to stone.
He hops down onto the top of the flat rock and wedges the mirror with his mallet. He hops back onto the rope hook.
Going hop!
He gets winched up.
You didn't turn to stone, then?
No.
Must be something wrong with the mirror.
Perfect. Perfect. Now I shall make you as powerful as you are beautiful.
Bolts of ice cream power shoot from her eyes into the mirror. The mallet wedge moves.
Well done, lads. Well done. See what I'm always telling you about cooperation?
We cooperated like anything, didn't we?
We did. We did. Ants have an interesting form of cooperation, you know. They all have a very small piece of the same brain. So when they all get together, they become ever so clever. If you know what I mean.
Really?
The mirror nudges the mallet, breaking its handle and knocking it off the ledge. The mirror follows, bouncing over a frozen plateau and soaring into the air.
It is flying saucers. Fantastic. I've seen one at last.
Hey, look, lads. A flying saucer. Eric, look. Look.
Oh, go away, will you?
It's the mirror.
The mirror flips towards them.
Help!
It crashes into the flying machine, sending flakes of mirrored glass cascading down, intermingling with the falling snow. The Snow Queen gapes into her crystal ball.
My mirror! My mirror!
The shards drift down towards the village just as blonde-haired Tom comes out of his grandma's house.
I'll just go and get some more logs for the fire. It won't be a minute. Hello, bird.
Cheep! Cheep!
The brown sparrow pecks at the bread Tom's given him, and Tom collects logs. Two shards drift down, and one of them pierces his left eye.
Ow! Ow!
As he opens his eyes, his left eye glints, as does his hand across his heart, and he scowls.
Tweet, 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 tweet!
The sparrow hops over in hope of more bread, and Tom stamps on the bird's lilac scarf. Tom, in boots and sheepskin coat, goes back inside, slamming the door in the sparrow's face, dislodging a mound of snow which falls on the bird.
I think I'm getting better, Tom. I've done this whole corner while you've been out and...
Tom walks across the jigsaw.
What are you doing? You've broken all my jigsaw up.
So?
It was nearly finished. Now I'll have to start all over again.
Bad luck.
Come on, you two. You should be on the way to bed by now.
Nag, nag, nag.
What's the matter with you? Why are you being so horrible?
Get off me! Why didn't you go to bed?
Tom? Ellie? I can't hear anyone coming up the stairs yet.
Go on. Go to bed.
Tom kneels down and completes the jigsaw in 2 seconds flat.
Coming, Grandma. Coming.
Ellie goes, looking puzzled, and Tom reaches for another puzzle box. He assembles the jigsaw without a second thought, his left eye and chest glinting. He swipes the whole puzzle off the table, sending the pieces flying.
A million pieces. My precious mirror in a million pieces. And every piece must be collected. Every single little piece. My dears, I need your help. Bring it back to me. All of it. I shall rebuild it. However long it takes, I shall rebuild it.
The Queen's cloud of airborne warriors flap their bat wings as they hurtle towards the village, dotted with twinkling shards of glass. Meanwhile, the flying machine is heading back to the palace.
I don't think she's going to be ever so pleased about this, Eric, do you? I mean, she was really keen on this mirror thing, wasn't she? And I think...
Baggy is engulfed in soot, and a pipe falls on Wardrobe's head. As they float on, evil-looking bats fly past them and down towards two pieces embedded in the snow, picking them up in their sharp claws.
Every piece, I must have every piece.
One tubby bat arrives at the castle with sweat pouring from his face, his pink tongue hanging out.
You have done well, my dears. Perhaps we should think about a little reward. nice fat troll for supper.
She spots what's two this? Glints.
Two pieces left uncollected? Surely my little dears have not been careless in their work. Slovenly in the execution of their duties.
She looks closer and sees Tom at his window.
But no, I see you have not. How could you collect the last two pieces? They are inside the boy. I shall have to fetch them myself.
As Auburnhead Ellie pulls two sledges along a snow-covered street, the sparrow, nestled among some logs, wakes with a yawn. He sees Ellie and her brother.
Hurry up, Tom! I've got the sledges! We can...
take them down to the square and...
She follows Tom in bafflement. The bird who tried perching on her sledge falls in the snow. A little girl hitches her sled to the back of a sleigh pulled by two chestnut horses, and they glide away. Another child rides behind a sleigh pulled by a grey horse as the village square bustles with families.
Look at all those stupid kids fiddling about going round and round the square. I'm going to hitch onto something really fast.
A white sleigh comes past.
What about this one? Come on. You watch. I bet this goes faster than anything else in town. I've never seen such huge reindeer.
They set off pulled by two evil-looking reindeer and their mistress, the Snow Queen.
I don't think I like this very much. We're going too fast!
Tom's eye glints as the sleigh thunders through the village, pulled by the snarling yellow-eyed reindeer.
Ah!
Ellie is scared, but Tom is loving it, and the sparrow tries to keep up. The two reindeer leap into the air, and Ellie's tow rope is cut. She and her sledge plummet, and the bird, flapping his wings upwards, gapes as she clips him on her way past. Feathers fly. Ellie lands on a snowy slope and slides to a stop. The jagged-toothed reindeer climb higher and higher. Their antlers retract and giant bat wings take their place. The Snow Queen sheds her white sable hat with a triumphant smile. And behind her, Tom, grinning excitedly, unhitches his rope, drops the sledge, and climbs into her sleigh. They disappear into a thick grey cloud amid a mass of sparks, followed by darkness. Ellie comes too. The bird is in her hood.
Get me out! What do you think you're doing? I could have been killed! Look at my leg! Dislocated probably. I could have a permanent limp. You should be more careful throwing yourself out of the sky like that.
I'm terribly sorry.
Peeps!
That's a nice name. I didn't mean to hurt you, Peeps. Honestly, I didn't. I had an accident and fell off my sledge.
Yeah, well, that'll teach you to hitch up to the Snow Queen sledge.
Snow Queen?
I thought when I saw you doing it earlier, they'll regret that, I thought. And now look at me, with who knows what internal injuries I've got. This could have repercussions on my state of health for years.
All I can say is that I really am very sorry, and I do hope you'll be better soon. But could you very kindly give me some information about the Snow Queen? You see, she's flown off with my brother Tom, and I must go and find
him. Go and find... You must be mad! She lives at the North Pole, and she's got hundreds of gigantic, fierce trolls and all sorts of monsters and dragons and anyway, she eats children. That's probably why she wants your brother. I wouldn't go near her if I were you.
Well, you've decided me. If she eats children, I'll have to go and get him back.
No. Don't go by what I say. No, I could be wrong. I mean, it could be just a story. You know how people exaggerate, and I've never actually met anyone who was actually eaten.
I'm going. Goodbye. Thank you for your help, and I hope you soon feel better.
Peeps watches her walk off through the snow.
Oh, dear. Now what have I done? If I hadn't said that about being eaten, she'd never have gone. Oh, what am I saying? It's got nothing to do with me. If she wants to go tramping off to the North Pole to face certain death, well, that's her affair. Oh, no, it's not. It's mine. It's all my fault. She'll freeze to death up there. She won't stand a chance. She's too young. She's too small. Wait! Wait! I'll come with you. I'll come with you.
He lands on Ellie's shoulder. Meanwhile, the Snow Queen's sleigh is on its final approach to her ice palace at the North Pole. It flies up over the spiral staircase, and as their feet touch the ground, the bats turn back into clippity-cloppity reindeer. With Tom at her feet, the Snow Queen brings the sleigh to a halt, and they step out.
Welcome to my home. Impressive, is it not?
Tom points.
What's that?
That. That is my great grief. My mirror, my wonderful mirror, my dearest possession, smashed into pieces.
That's all right. I'll mend it for you. I'm good at jigsaw puzzles.
How very obliging of you. I can't tell you how grateful I shall be. You will certainly receive a suitable reward.
She touches the blade of her dagger.
I had no idea the North Pole was so far away. We seem to have been walking for hours. And it's getting dark and we've nowhere to sleep.
Yeah, not to worry, no problem at all. You just perch on a branch, curl your toes around it, and sleep sort of crouched down over your feet. Or, hey, Ellie, look, a light. Must be a house, and a house will have beds in it, and then you'll have somewhere to sleep.
I don't know. We don't know who lives in the house. And I'm sure Grandma wouldn't like me to go bothering people without being invited.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll invite you as soon as they see you. All you have to do is look lost. Anyway, it's that or sleeping in this dark wood. Not that I mind, of course. I'm quite used to sleeping in dark woods. No, it's you I'm thinking of. I'm not a bit nervous about this sort of thing. All those stories you hear about goblins and trolls and awful creatures that only come out at night and... Ah!
A dollop of snow falls on Ellie's head and Peeps hides in her hood as she runs on, battling her way past clinging roots under the night sky. She arrives at the source of the light and a door opens.
It's open!
She goes through and the door slams shut.
Phew.
She walks towards a pretty thatched cottage.
It's all different in here. And look at the garden. Look at all the flowers. How can they all be growing in winter like this? Grandma's garden's got nothing in it at all. It's covered in snow.
Perhaps they're foreign flowers. Perhaps whoever lives here is foreign. They grow different sorts of plants from us.
I don't care who they are, Peeps. I just hope they're in.
Two eyes peer at her, one yellow, one white.
Hello, my dear. And what are you doing on my doorstep so late?
I'm Ellie, and this is Peeps. And I'm sorry to bother you, but I wondered if you could possibly let me have a bed for the night. If you have a spare one and it wouldn't be too much trouble.
No trouble at all, my dear. No trouble at all. Come in at once, out of the cold. Now, I'm sure you'd like some supper before you go to bed. Cuddles is just about to have his. Aren't you, Cuddles? He's a wonderful animal, you know. My constant companion. He understands every word I say and such a sweet disposition. I'll be back directly with your food.
What do you think?
I think we're dead lucky, that's what I think. A bed for you, a nice warm place, a dear little old lady and...
The cat grabs Peeps.
What do you think you're doing? How dare you? Look what you've done to him. I don't think that's a very polite way to treat guests.
Here we are now. This is... Oh, dear. Has Cuddles been naughty? You mustn't mind him, Ellie, my dear. It's all in fun. He means no harm. Now you eat up.
Thank you.
And I'll just pop upstairs and make up your bed. It won't be long.
All in fun. I think I'll just keep up here, out of harm's way.
On top of a skull.
Now, off you go to your bed, my dear. You look exhausted. Go straight up and through the door at the top. I've only the one room upstairs. And sleep well.
Thank you, I will.
Ellie climbs the steep stairs.
Good night.
Good night, my dear.
The old crone rubs her bony chin. By candlelight, blue and black stripy Cuddles devours the food in his bowl. And above him, Peeps wakes.
What a dear little girl, Cuddles, don't you think? So polite and well brought up. She's just what I've been waiting for. Just exactly what I've been waiting for.
Tomorrow morning, I shall be able to put the finishing touches to my great work. My elixir of life will make me rich and powerful and eternally young. All it needs is the heart of a little girl.
The crone and Cuddles go through a trap door down some steps, and Peeps pops out of the eye of the skull.
She wants Ellie's heart! She's going to kill her!
Peeps hops down the steps into a dark cellar.
I need a lot to fill my pot, to stew my youthful brew. This recipe will carry me to evils I once knew. I'll heat a batch of mix and match and bring it to a boil. I'll add a spat of this and that, a little sweat and toil. The only thing that's needed to complete my potion of backward motion is a little girl. And now that I have found her, I'll be on my way back. What a payback! Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world, Cuddles.
She turns into a pretty young blonde with long flowing hair.
Once returned to bridges burned, we'll have it all and more. With Ellie's heart, we'll plot a chart from now into before. We'll throw in the sparrow for some mileage plus. Imagine us, we'll hold the key to time. We'll pour a healthy helping in this old clay jug. One good chug and we'll be in our prime.
Oh. She imagines her young self looking in a mirror and sees herself young and then old.
Yesterday's a drink away, a link to way back when. Potent blend designed to send us back in the time of sin.
Cuddles grabs Peeps.
Help! Help!
Naughty Cuddles, what have I told you? You're not to do that. Are you listening to me? You're not to do it. You're not to eat between meals.
She drops Peeps under a glass jar.
He'll keep quite well under there, and you can have him for breakfast.
Out! Help! Help!
Cuddles licks his lips, and Ellie comes to the door of her room.
Help! Help! Peeps! Did you call?
She creeps down the main stairs.
Peeps?
A mouse points to the skull.
He's gone! I did hear something. I'll soon sort that cat out, if I can find it.
A ghoulish green vapour billows from the trap door and vanishes as Ellie comes down the stairs. She sees Peeps weeping inside the glass beaker.
Peeps! It's all right, I'm here. I'll get him.
She steps on the cat's tail. He flies up, lands on a table next to Peeps and up onto a bookcase. He slides down the wall, digging in his claws. As Ellie reaches for Peeps, the crone grips her wrist.
My dear child, what are you doing down here? It's the middle of the night. You should be tucked up in bed. Are you perhaps cold?
No, no. I'm quite warm enough, thank you. I heard Peeps calling. I thought it was a dream at first, and then I came downstairs and saw the trap door. And when I got down here, I found him caught under a beaker. The cat! Stop him!
The cat feigns innocence.
I've told you. My dear Cuddles is quite harmless. He loves and respects all wildlife. It was, in fact, I who put your little friend under glass, as it were. I like to do a little scientific dabbling down here. Just a hobby.
Hey, no! No, look out! Don't go in there! No! Be careful!
To protect him from the fumes of my experiment. These little creatures can be so sensitive to chemicals, as I'm sure you realize.
What do you think you're doing?
What I'm doing, my dear, is making the elixir of life, and you're supplying the final ingredient. It will make me world famous!
As Cuddles tries to grab Peeps, the bear pecks his paw. Peeps flies onto some bellows.
Stop!
smashes into the elixir equipment, sending everything flying. The crone lifts him out of the green liquid.
Look what you've done! Look what you've done, you wicked, ungrateful animal! I shall expect a little more self-control
Pete.
In the future.
Elias spots a key.
I can quite understand that you're looking forward to your little treat for breakfast, but my requirements must have priority. I need this girl's heart as my final ingredient, and I cannot allow anything to interfere with that. Just think, when I'm rich and famous, you'll be able to eat as many sparrows as you want every day. I'll have them brought to you on gold dishes, if you like. Sparrows, thrushes, nightingales, anything. Anything. Cuddles, I do hope you're listening to me. I should hate to think that I did not have your full attention. And stop pulling those silly faces.
Peeps has the key.
You're a handsome cat. You'll ruin your looks if you do that.
Well done.
I'm surprised and disappointed at this sort of rowdy behaviour.
Thanks, Peeps.
I don't think you quite realise how lucky you
hurry
are.
Hurry up, hurry up!
I am hurrying.
You can't be grateful. At least you could be a little cooperative. Now, I'm going to forget that this ever happened, and in return, I shall expect...
She sees that Ellie has escaped from her cage and is running up the cellar steps, and she hurries after her. Ellie shuts the trapdoor.
Better make sure she can't follow us.
She drags a heavy chest onto the trapdoor.
Because she will if she can. She needs my heart.
Don't! I feel faint to think about it.
Ellie and Peeps run out of the front door and through the hole in the wall surrounding the cottage garden, now dank and dark. Inside the Snow Queen's palace, Tom is carefully putting the mirrored pieces back together again. His eye glints as he peers down at the glass, unaware of the three trolls watching him.
There's a sort of boy down there, Eric. What do you suppose he's doing?
How should I know?
Perhaps he's come to ask the Snow Queen for a job.
Or he could be one of her relations. What do you think, Eric?
I told you, I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
I know. I'll go and ask him.
Hey, no, no, we're not allowed down this.
Eric loses his grip of Baggy's blue and pink shirt. Wardrobe lets go of Eric, who lands on a slippery icicle. Baggy bumps his way down the long, jagged staircase on his bottom, with Wardrobe close behind. Eric fails to hang on to the icicle. He lands on Wardrobe, bumping down the staircase. Baggy at the front, arms outstretched, bumpity bumps his way down and arrives on the polished floor right next to Tom. The other two are close behind him and all three collide with an icy block.
Do you have to make so much noise? I am trying to concentrate.
Well, I'm sure we're all very sorry you've been disturbed, but my legs could have been seriously injured in a fall like that.
Oh, dear. How sad.
Have a care how you speak to the chief troll, boy.
Chief troll?
News to me.
The Snow Queen herself has personally appointed me to oversee all mechanical activity. She relies on my good judgment and organising ability. In fact, she even said to me, she said, Eric, she said...
Why are you trolls disturbing the boy? He has important work to do. I have further orders for you. Come with me. At once.
You've gone all frosty, Eric.
Eric defrosts.
You heard what she said. Get out!
Out in a snowy forest, a baby deer scampers off as Ellie crawls out of a hollow log where she's been sleeping. She smooths her hair and stretches her arms. Peeps stretches his wings.
Morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Peeps.
What is that terrible noise?
I think it's singing. Let's go and see who it is. Because since we can't all eat seeds and things, one of us has to find some breakfast somewhere.
I hope you've considered this carefully. I mean, in view of what nearly happened last night and everything, and what with us not knowing who it is that's singing, and... well, I mean, breakfast isn't everything, is it? I mean, you could easily miss it, couldn't you? It would probably do you good.
They peer at what looks like a crow in a lacy cap and red and white striped apron picking berries and popping them in a basket.
She could be a witch or an escaped criminal or anything.
Don't be silly.
A feathered arm grabs her. A second crow makes her back out of where she was hiding. and trip over a root. The blue-beaked berry-picking crow looks round as Ellie is interrogated.
What's all this here, then?
Why's she lying on the floor, Les? What you been doing?
Only my duty, Ivy, only my duty. Protecting the environs of a Royal Highness's palace from intruders and marauders and the like.
I'm not an intruder. I'm looking for my brother.
Do you have proof of that, miss?
Don't be silly, Les. Of course she doesn't have proof. She'll have the proof when she's found him. What's he look like, dear, your brother?
Ivy, this young...
Be quiet, Les. Now, dear.
Well, he's about this tall, and he looks a bit like me.
Good grief, Les. You know what?
No, what?
That's her brother. That young lad, come to the palace. No one heard of him. Passed all the tests, you know. The one the princess got betrothed to yesterday.
Betrothed?
She blinks in surprise at Ivy and Les.
Indeed. He will now live in the palace for 5 years, after which time they will marry.
You know, Les. Oh, what's his name?
Ivy, as trusted employers of a Royal Highness, I do not think all this bending about of her private affairs is called for.
Private affairs? There was 10,000 guests at the party. It's hardly a secret, is it?
Yes, but...
Do you think you could very kindly take me to my brother? I would really appreciate it if you could get me into the palace.
Well, it's a bit difficult.
Leave it to me, young lady. I flatter myself that I have certain influence, a certain...
Oh, thank you. It would be wonderful if you would, because it could be my brother if he's only come recently and he had to pass tests and things. Tom's very good at tests. What did he have to do?
They have to do ever so difficult things. They have to either be better than Her Highness at whatever it is, or nearly as good as.
What sorts of things?
Well, like who can walk the longest way on their hands, or pull the ugliest face, or eat the most chocolate without being sick, or hold their breath the longest, or... Oh, here we are. Come on, Les, open the door.
Keys. Keys.
You realise that we could easily be walking into a trap? We don't know who...
Shh. I would appear to have temporarily mislaid my keys.
See? Suspicious.
Well, knock on the door then, Les.
I am, Ivy. I am.
Frockcoat-wearing Les goes to the palace door. A bewigged footman.
Yes?
Ah, good morning.
What are you doing at the front door, Les? Get round to the tradesman's entrance.
You're... Probably doesn't realise who I am.
Of course he realises. You should exert authority more, Les. Make them show you some respect. You're too easygoing. That's your trouble. You're too soft. They take advantage of you.
Ellie and the two crows go round to the back of the palace where a mouse nibbling some cheese on the rim of a dustbin dives out of sight as Ivy brings Ellie down some steps towards the back door, with Les meekly following.
You wait here, my dear. She'll be a tick.
Do you think this is all right? Looks a bit scruffy for a palace. And I don't want to depress you or anything, but it strikes me that these two are not all that important around here.
If they could just get us through the door, it'd be enough. I'm sure I could find Tom if I only...
I think if you'll step this way, that you'll find that everything is now satisfactorily arranged.
Thank you.
Les smooths down his lapels and shuts the door in Peep's face.
Is this the girl?
Yes, indeed, yes, yes. Ready to start work immediately and with very good references.
Well... Make sure she has clean fingernails before she goes anywhere near the princess's food.
The snooty red-coated footman goes.
You see what I'm telling you, Les? No respect.
Does this mean I'm on the staff?
It does.
Brilliant. You're brilliant. Thank you. What do I have to do?
You are required to serve luncheon to Her Highness, a responsible and privileged position.
Oh, yes. I can imagine. I'll do my very best.
So I shall do.
They enter the palace kitchen where a green soup is cooking.
You will, of course, curtsy to Her Highness. You know how to curtsy, I take it?
Of course she does, Les.
Ah!
The chef sniffs his soup, and as Les tries to have a taste, he gets a slap on his beak, and Ellie smothers her giggles.
You will say please and thank you, and not speak unless spoken to.
She knows that, Les.
You will not shuffle your feet or stare.
She knows that, Les.
You will not scratch, cough, or sniff.
Les... She knows that.
I have to protect my position here, Ivy. I cannot go willy-nilly introducing riffraff into Her Highness's dining room.
Les, really, she's not riffraff, she's...
Recommended by me.
Dressed like a kitchen maid.
You never know how life will go, it's all a chance, that's true. But here's your chance to finally show just what you can do.
cheerful and responsible, we'll sell you every time. Take a shot with all you've got, you're sure to be sublime. You're highly recommended, so good you'd better be. When you're recommended, you wear a smile for free. Take my word that what they've heard is what they hope to see. And you're highly recommended when you're recommended by me.
Les jumps on a prep table and does a soft shoe shuffle and tap routine for Ellie and the admiring kitchen staff. He leans against a rolling pin and falls off the table. He adjusts his bow tie.
Everything is ready now. It's time to show your stuff. Dreaming things will work out right is never quite enough. Have confidence and pride and you'll see before you're through. Someone will be asking to be recommended by you. You're highly recommended, so good you better be. When you're recommended, you wear a smile for free. My word, that's what they've heard is what they hope to see. And you're highly recommended when you're recommended by me.
You're highly recommended when you're recommended by him.
Highly recommended when you're recommended by me.
Good luck, dear.
They all wave to Ellie, who's carrying a plate with a domed cover.
Let's hope your brother's here, because if he's not and this princess finds out how we got in here, she could turn very nasty. They do that all the time in stories, you know. They cut off people's heads and things. And
Peep spots an axe.
Yeah, oh.
He flutters, shedding feathers.
Do calm down. She's probably a perfectly nice person. Why don't you go ahead and get them to open the door for me?
Peeps flies down a long hall with a suit of armour on either side of a tall door.
Open up! Lunch arriving!
He taps the armour with his beak. He lands on the door handle.
Well, come on, open up. The princess is waiting. Can't you hear me? I said open up.
The helmet doesn't respond. Ellie arrives with her domed dish and Peeps watches as the doors open from inside. At the entrance, Ellie waits for him to land on her shoulder.
I think we should get ready to run, just in case.
Shh.
The young princess with messy blonde hair is playing cup and ball at the table.
Lunch already? I'm not really all that frightfully hungry. I say, aren't you new?
Yes, Your Highness. I'm Ellie, Your Highness.
And is this your budgie? Hello.
Tweet.
What a dear little thing. Isn't he sweet?
Tweet, tweet.
What a gorgeous little face.
Peeps blushes.
Actually, he's just a sparrow. Perhaps the prince would like some lunch.
Probably. He eats like a gannet.
Tweet, tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet.
And he sings so beautifully too, don't you?
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Excuse me, Your Highness. Would you like...
Hello!
He has red hair and specs. The dish goes flying.
Sorry!
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
It's just that I thought you were Tom, and you weren't, and I don't know where he is.
Tears stream down Ellie's face. Tom's left eye glints.
Look, see, it's shining. See that flash of light? That's the bit of mirror in his eyes.
Oh, and there's another bit, look, in his chest. That'll be the bit that's in his heart, I expect.
Do you think it hurts? I mean, it looks as if it might be painful, doesn't it? And I don't see how you can see properly with a bit of mirror in your eye.
Well, it won't matter very much, will it? Because as soon as he's finished the mirror, she'll kill him to get to the last two pieces.
Seems a shame, really. Poor young lad like that, with all his life before him.
Not anymore.
Baggy and Wardrobe sigh heavily.
This is ridiculous, allowing her sentiment to interfere with duty. Look, we're supposed to be guarding the captive. So go on, get guarding.
How many times do I have to tell you to be quiet? Be quiet!
Tom hurls a piece of glass. It flips over and blasts white lightning at the three trolls, zapping them out of sight. The glass shard spins and lands back in Tom's hand. Eric reappears.
Hey, That sort of showing off will do you no good, lad. The quieter we are, the sooner you'll finish the mirror. And the sooner you finish the mirror, the sooner she'll have to kill you to get the last two pieces. And don't think that she isn't looking forward to it.
All three trolls have smoke curling from their heads, and Tom's eye glints. At the palace, Ellie's with the prince and princess.
I can't say it seems awfully likely that your poor old brother's fallen off or been thrown out of the Snow Queen's sledge. More likely, she's kept him for her own ghastly purposes, and you'll just have to go to her palace and get him back.
So the best way we could help you would be to provide some sort of transport. If you could.
I know. Come and see what you think of this.
The cheery prince opens a barn door.
A royal runaround.
Very reliable. Take you over any sort of terrain.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you so much.
The royal runaround has skis and wheels.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Cheerio. Toodle-pip. Goodbye.
Good luck.
The young royals hold hands as they watch the red and blue vehicle trundle away.
This is more like it. Me for the open road. Oh, I can turn my back on the deep sea, it don't mean much to me. And I spend more than enough time in the air, and I don't care. I could set my destination and walk away from temptation, but I just can't close the door on the open road.
Ellie watches patiently as Peeps bounces on some valves.
Sometimes my dreams go up in smoke.
He's cloaked in smoke coming from the runaround's chimneys.
And I just keep going in circles. It's no joke!
He's riding a mini carousel of spinning gold discs.
I get thrown for a loop. And I lose the love. But the open road will always set things right. Oh, I can turn my back on the deep sea. It don't mean much to me.
And he spends more than enough time in the air.
I can set my destination and walk away from temptation, but I just can't close the door on the open road.
The runaround skis along a narrow, icy, mountainous road.
I just can't close the door. Can't resist it anymore.
No, I just can't close the door on the open road.
It's two chimneys puffing, its big wheels turning, the runaround slides down a slope.
It's been nice, but it's time to cut the ground, running around in the royal runaround.
It's been nice, but it's time to cut the ground, running around in the royal runaround.
It's been nice, but it's time to cut the ground, running around in the royal runaround.
The sun starts to set as they move across a snowy pine forest, the sky turning pink and orange, and twin peaks loom in the distance. Up on a high mountain road, a rickety watchtower and a wooden fence around a fort. A rat in a horned helmet is sharpening a stick. Below on a square, the robber king rat addresses his subjects.
This is boring, boring, boring. Oh, every time I move my headquarters somewhere, all the locals leave. It's ridiculous. Who am I supposed to rob and kill if there's nobody here? Where am I supposed to get my money if there's nobody to steal it from?
Three other rats strike up.
What are you doing?
We were just going to have a band practice there. So, as if there was, like, anything to celebrate or a party or anything, we'd be ready. You just have a listen, sir. One, two, three.
The king knocks two rat heads together. The third one cowers. He's pushed headfirst into a barrel in a mound of snow.
Can't you see I'm thinking? Be quiet! Be quiet! Cretins!
The lookout, sharpening his stick, drops his knife and peers through binoculars at the approaching runaround.
I like this one.
Sir! Excuse me, sir!
What?
It's a rather fancy-looking vehicle on the road, sir! Big engine and spiky wheels and that.
Hey, that's it. A vehicle. Smash and grab. Kidnapping. If I had transport, I could really branch out.
The runaround whizzes along.
This is the way to travel. This is definitely the way to travel. You know, I had a feeling that those two royals would be all right. That princess especially. Very intelligent and so nice with it. It's a pity that the prince turned out not to be your brother, but at least we've got this
Peeps.
Fantastic...
I don't like the look of those two ahead.
two rats holding sticks.
Hold on tight!
Ellie accelerates, leaving the two behind them.
Phew. You know, I really thought they were going to attack us.
Ah!
I don't like this very much.
There are more ahead, and swerving to avoid them, Ellie crashes. The evil-looking Rubber King sits up and shakes off the snow.
Get her!
The rats charge towards Ellie, who's under a mound of snow, and they all dive in after her. She crawls out from the wheel axle at the back of the runaround, but another rat spots her. She grabs an oar and whacks his head with it. She stands up with a relieved smile.
I've got her. What do you want me to do with her?
Bring her to me!
Ellie, being held by her collar, struggles and kicks the rat's foot with one of the gold discs. He lets go, hopping in pain, but she falls straight into the Rubber King's arms.
Get out of my way, you oafs! Get out! Let me through!
Angora, my angel! How lovely to see you!
Where's she come from?
She came with the most beautiful vehicle, my dear. Just what Daddy needs for his business.
I see. Well, that's nice. Do you want the girl, then, for anything in particular? To drive the vehicle?
Certainly not! I shall drive it myself.
In that case, Daddy, can I have her? I'd like a servant. I think I'd like a sort of lady's maid.
Of course, my dear. You may do exactly what you like with her.
Who has been telling you such silly stories, my dear child?
Your trolls. They were quite definite. They said that when I'd finished the mirror, you were going to kill me to get the last two bits.
That's it. We're dead. We've had it.
Well, it's not our fault. You were the one that...
Shush.
My dear, you must pay no attention to these absurd stories. My trolls are quite brainless. That is why I need you to help me with my plans. I have great plans.
Brainless?
Are you not enjoying your work here?
Well, I suppose so.
Of course you are. Now, come here.
She's going to kiss him. Look, I bet she's going to kiss him so he dies.
Will he just fall dead at her feet then, Eric?
No, of course he won't. She needs him to finish the mirror.
The Queen kisses Tom with her blue lips and he turns pale blue and very still.
You'll have to work fast, though. He can't last more than another couple of days after that kiss.
Outside, Peeps emerges from a pointy mound of snow. He looks from side to side and doesn't see Ellie.
Ellie? Ellie? Where are you? Ellie!
He weeps bitter tears. High above him on the robber's fort, where the pirate's flag flutters from the mast, the Robber King's tubby, blonde-haired, pink-clad daughter Angora drags Ellie along the ground with a rope tied around her hands and into a hut.
One peep out of you, sweetie, and you won't even live to regret it.
She leaves Ellie tied to a post. She secures the door with a plank, and as she turns, she gets doused with snow as two rats drive by at the wheel of the royal runaround.
Louts!
She shakes off the snow and goes. As a new moon shines in the sky, the rats are still joyriding in the runaround. Three others are sat around a roaring fire drinking ale. The Rubber King roars up in the runaround.
Raise your glasses to the sky. Sing and dance till sunrise. Celebrate our daily take. Ha! That is where the fun lies.
His ratty subjects celebrate.
I'll steal your breath in nothing flat, and you won't even know it. You think you've seen the meanest mean, but I can't sink below it. I'm down and dirty, and so it's understood. Every morning I get up, I'm up to no good. I'm kind of like that Robin guy, for I'm a hood, you see. I take from the rich and I give to the poor old me.
He holds up a bag of coins.
He takes from the rich and he gives to the poor old he.
He downs some ale and wipes his mouth.
You'll never hear me say please or get down on my knees, but you may hear a thank you as I takes everything I seize.
Ha! He takes everything he sees. He does that all.
In my grave, I hope that I am not forgotten. When I'm dead, let it be said, he was really rotten.
When he's dead, let it be said, he was really rotten.
Ellie's eyes widen.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying not to frighten you. I thought if I cleared my throat first instead of just suddenly saying something straight out suddenly, it might be better. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you.
I'm called Dimly.
I'm Ellie.
Are you a prisoner? I am. I was just flying along and I crashed into a tree and knocked myself out. And when I came round, I was here.
Flying? You can fly?
Well, not very well, or I wouldn't have crashed into the tree. We all have to go to flying school, and I've been there ages longer than anyone else.
So if we could get out of this hut, we could fly off with me riding on your back, yes?
I don't know. I think you might really annoy the robbers if you did that. And they can be very unpleasant sometimes.
But we wouldn't be here. We'd have escaped.
Angora.
You said I could have her! You said!
Well, I've changed my mind. She'll have to be got rid of.
You promised me! You said I could have her for my own personal maid to wait on me! I'm fed up with living with these peasants. They've got no class, no style. I'm the robber king's daughter. I'm supposed to have servants.
I am not going to argue with you, Angora. She's got to go.
Peeps overhears.
Ow!
I'm sorry. Have I hurt you? I didn't mean to.
No, I know. Please carry on. Don't take any notice of me.
It's no good. I can't do it. I must have the wrong sort of teeth.
Dimly the reindeer flops down.
I'm down and dirty, and so it's understood. Every morning I get up, I'm up to no good. I'm kind of like that Robin guy, for I'm a hood, you see. For I take from the rich and I give to the poor old me.
The king treads on Peeps.
He takes from the rich and he gives to the poor old me.
Peeps gapes.
Is that water boiling yet?
The king picks up a plate of green stuff as the cook tests the cauldron water.
Nearly, sir, nearly. Go and get the girl.
The king carries his plate and a tankard of ale.
Down and dirty, so don't you mess with me.
In their prison, Dimly the reindeer and Ellie both look glum.
There you are.
Peeps.
Who is it? Who's this?
It's all right. It's Peeps. We're together. This is Dimly. He's a prisoner too.
It's chaos out there. Chaos! They're flinging themselves about all over the place. I was in deadly danger every moment. And the noise!
Peeps.
What?
Would you mind?
What?
The rope. Please untie the rope. Then I can untie Dimly and we can escape.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. So, how are you thinking of escaping then?
Dimly can fly. We can ride on his back.
Fantastic! What a bit of luck!
They hear the noise outside. The king downs his ale.
Angora! Angora! Where's my daughter?
I don't know. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, find her, bring her and the girl and the reindeer here. Oh. Now!
He shoves his minion through a doorway. The minion with a saucepan on his head rushes off. The king kicks his empty tankard through the door and slumps in his throne as Peeps frees Ellie.
There you go.
Thanks.
She hurries over to untie Dimly's rope and Peeps flaps his wings nervously. A tubby shape stands in the doorway.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing, honestly.
Dimly steps back. Peeps hovers and Ellie waits as Angora lumbers towards them. Dimly's back leg knocks aside that cuts a rope attached to a hay bale that drops from the rafters onto a board that sends a barrel flying up and down on top of Angora.
Oh!
As she struggles to get out, Peeps is caught up in Dimly's rope.
Thanks.
Come on, Dimly! Go!
Are you sure?
Go, Dimly! Just go!
Dimly gallops out of the prison hut and takes to the air with Ellie and Peeps on his back. The Rubber King grabs the rope that's flying free. He hangs on grimly, crashing into his skull-adorned throne. He scrapes his face on the blazing cauldron and demolishes a watchtower. Dimly turns sharply and brings the King Rat back to the fort, sending him crashing into the main tower. Angora is buried in snow as her rat of a father slides down the side of the tower and lands on top of her.
Where do you want to go?
To the Snow Queen's palace.
Where's that?
I don't know. I thought you'd know.
Sorry. I know. We'll go back to my flying school. The Lap woman who runs it knows everything.
Lap woman?
Yes. She comes from Lapland. She's called Frida, and she teaches all the young reindeer to fly, and she's very clever.
In the Snow Queen's palace, Tom has put back three quarters of the mirror.
This has made him work much faster. And he's got a very funny colour, too.
That's the ice in his veins. When it gets to his heart, that's it.
Shame.
Yeah. Pity we can't do anything.
Well, we can't, so you may as well stop torturing yourselves. Look on the bright side. If she's going to conquer the whole world or whatever with this mirror, there ought to be some good jobs going.
Darkness. As the sun rises, Dimly gallops through the air. One student's joined by another.
Just start you off with your very old flight plan.
There's no need for hesitation.
She's an artist in the art of navigation.
Some longitude and latitude. A little bit of attitude. Engine started, tail in place. Down the runway, into space. Pressurized and fully fueled. And a bit of altitude. Keep it steady, watch your form.
Some are stronger.
One lands in a tree.
And some stay just a little bit longer.
But once you've learned to leave the ground, imagination won't let you down.
Use your antlers to help you steer. Hooves make perfect landing gear. Eyes and ears can pick up warnings through late night flights and early mornings. Use these tips and you'll go far. And maybe reach the higher star. Your style is something you create. You're ready now to graduate.
There she is. That's her. Now hold on, because I'm bound to make a mess of this, and I'd feel awful if anybody got hurt.
With Frida standing nearby, Dimly lands once and twice and slides into her hut.
Never leave home without as many bits and pieces as you can muster. That's my motto. One simple little thing missing and a whole spell can go to pot. And you never know what you might come up against in a place like that.
But will it be safe?
Safe? Safe? To go into the Snow Queen's palace? Of course it won't be safe. That's why we must go with her. And you, Dimly, will be the transport, and Ellie, Peeps, and I will be the rescue team. Now, have I got everything?
It's very kind of you to take all this trouble.
And it's nice to have someone else to help me look after Ellie. It's been a big responsibility. Not that I mind, of course.
Wouldn't it be better if you took somebody who flies better than me?
Don't talk such nonsense, Dimly. You'll be perfectly all right. I'll instruct you as you go. Right. Now, I think that's everything, so come along. Let's go and find your brother.
Are you sure about this? It'll be so awful if one of you fell off or...
You be quiet, Dimly. Stop being so defeatist and let's get going.
Come on, Dimly. You can do it.
Dimly breaks into a gallop with Frida, Ellie and Peeps on board, and he soars into the air.
That's it. You're doing very well.
suppose you realise we're hanging in the jaws of death here. I thought this Lap person was going to organise some proper transport, get a proper reindeer. I mean, Dingley's very nice and that, but he's not all that reliable, is he?
Don't be so mean. I think he's improved a lot. Anyway, Frieda's here to tell him how to do it, so we'll be quite safe.
Dingley's face lights up gratefully and he flies off into the distance. At the Snow Queen's palace, Blue-faced Tom has only a few pieces left to slot in. His left eye glimmers, but he seems subdued. High above him, the Snow Queen's crystal staff and her left eye glimmer in response. And with a scowl, she turns away. As Dimly gallops above a snowy mountain range and on into the clouds, Tom slots in another piece of glass. Dimly bursts out of the cloud and seeing the Snow Queen's palace up ahead, he hits the snowy ground in a perfect landing with an excellent reverse thrust. His passengers hop off.
There we are, you see. We've arrived quite safely. Now, you stay and wait for us out here, Dimly. We won't be long.
Supposing somebody comes, what shall I do?
Don't be silly. Nobody will come. Anybody who's here is in there.
As they stride into the palace, Eric blocks their path.
Halt! Who goes here?
Hello. I do hope we're not disturbing you, but we're looking for my brother, Tom. And we wondered if you might very kindly tell us where he is.
What makes you think he's here, then?
It's that boy, Eric. That one that's mending the mirror. I bet that's him.
Be quiet.
He's about this tall, and he looks a bit like me, and...
Yeah, that's definitely him, Eric. Definitely.
Be quiet!
And I'd be so grateful if you could take me to him. I've been so worried.
Well, I...
And we've come such a long way.
Well, all right, then. But I think you should be prepared for the worst, in fact.
Blushing, Eric leads the way to the Great Hall, where Tom has one more piece to insert, leaving just two small gaps. He gets to his feet.
Tom! It's me! Tom!
I must finish. I must get it finished.
Tom! At last!
He turns to her blankly.
Tom, it's me! It's Ellie!
It's not finished. I can't finish it. There are pieces missing.
The piece in his heart.
I must finish. Where are the pieces?
Tom!
I must find the pieces. Get away from me! I must find the pieces! Get out!
What's the matter with him? Why is he like this? He looks awful.
Some of that evil mirror is inside him. We must dissolve it away or he'll die. Now...
Frieda rummages.
If I can just find... there we are. This and this. Yes.
Two potions.
That poor girl. She's going to be so upset when he dies.
We must help her, then. We must cooperate again and help her.
How?
Eric looks blank. Frieda, in her colourful padded jacket, thick mittens and round headdress, heats up a potion in a clay pot. She watches white fumes rising from the pot and pours in some liquid. The fumes spark.
There we are. My super-effective and fast-acting potion, especially for dissolving pieces of mirror out of people's eyes and hearts, I hope.
You hope?
Well, I really have no idea whether or not it will work. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
What shall I do? Pour it over him?
Certainly not. He must drink it. All of it, or it won't work.
Quick, Tom! Drink it! Drink this!
Tom goes to take the potion. The Snow Queen points her staff of fiery ice, knocking Ellie and Tom to the floor. As the potion bottle flies up, the Queen points her staff at a stalactite that spears the bottle. Ellie sits up and gasps as the Queen moves towards her. Eric steps forward. The Queen fires bolts of ice from her eyes, and Eric freezes. Her blue lips parted, cloak billowing, she makes a beeline for Ellie, who backs away. Undaunted, Frieda skims beans at the Queen's feet that magically sprout into tall flowers around her. Dimly gasps at the Queen smashing the flowers with her staff, and as Frieda digs in her bag, she too is turned to ice. Ellian peeps back away.
Come on, then.
Buggy and Wardrobe grab the Queen's staff, but it turns them to ice. The force of her staff flows into the Queen's hands, and she rounds on Ellie with a sneering smile. Ellie grabs Peeps and holds him tight. As the Queen raises her deadly hand, summoning her bats, Dimly slides across the slippery floor and knocks her off her feet. A shard of ice flies past a bat, slices the stalactite in two, sending the potion bottle tumbling down. The bat tries to catch it, but it slips through its wings, and the dissolving potion spills across the mirror. The bat flaps wildly as fumes rise and, mixed with ice, form a swirling, gushing whirlwind. Frozen solid except for its quivering mouth, the bat falls at the feet of the Snow Queen. Seeing the Twister spinning towards her, she flees, her sable cloak billowing behind her, her bats trying to shield her. Ellie peeps and dimly watch her go, then Ellie gasps. Tom is lying inert on the floor as the Snow Queen runs on, the Twister close behind her. She leaps onto her sleigh and cracks the whip just as the Twister rolls towards her. The two purple reindeer pulling the sleigh leap through an opening in the palace wall but are swallowed up by the Twister and turned to ice. The Queen is frozen in midair, holding the reins of the sleigh, her mouth agape, her eyes glowing white with fury. Ellie, cradling Tom in her arms, touches his hair and his blue face.
Tom.
As her tears roll down his cheek, his left eye sputters and his face turns pink. And Peeps's tears land on Tom's blue jumper, just where his heart is.
Ellie?
Tom sits up, knocking Peeps to the floor. Eric defrosts and tugs at the staff in his chum's hands. They defrost and dimly licks the ice off Frida.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Tom, we thought you were dead. What has she done to you?
I don't remember, Ellie.
Children, we must leave here. You can talk as we go.
Oh, Tom, this is Frida. She saved you. She made a spell that dissolved the mirror and destroyed the Snow Queen and...
The Snow Queen is not destroyed, Ellie. Eventually, she will be back.
Is this him?
Yes. Tom, this is my great friend, Dimly.
How do you do?
Excuse me, miss. On behalf of the lads, I should just like to say how pleased we are that you found your brother. And is there any possibility of your giving us a lift out of here on your very fine reindeer?
Yeah, because we don't think the Snow Queen will be all that ever so pleased with us when she gets back and finds your brother's gone.
And her mirror, too. She'll not be happy about that either.
Of course. We can, can't we?
Poor old Dimly can't possibly carry all these people. He can take you and Tom and Peeps home first and then come back and collect me and these gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much, Miss.
It's been very fascinating. Thank you.
Take them home, Dimly.
Thank you, Frida. I'd never have found him without you.
Yes, thank you.
Off you go.
Dimly flies off.
Goodbye.
With Tom and Ellie on his back, Dimly flies down to the village.
We're home. Look. There's our house!
Well done, Dimly. You've got us back.
Hold on. There isn't enough room to land properly. I know I'm going to make a terrible mess of it.
He lands in their snow-covered street and skids to slow down, dislodging most of Tom's lock store.
Are you all right?
Yes, of course.
We're fine.
Are you sure? You're not just saying that so as not to upset me.
Dimly, we're fine. Honestly.
Peeps in a mound of snow.
Some of us are far from fine. Some of us have been ricocheted around the landscape for days and are covered in bruises.
Goodbye, Dimly. And thank you for all your help.
Goodbye, Ellie. Goodbye, Tom. I do hope I didn't let you down.
You know, that ride today was absolutely the best ride I've ever had on a reindeer. Honestly.
Really?
Really.
Thanks, Tom. Goodbye, then.
They wave as Dimly trots off.
And when did you ever ride on a reindeer before?
Never.
Dimly hits a chimney pot.
Well, back to the old routine, I suppose. Do you think your grandma's finished reading that Snow Queen book to your sister? I'd like to hear how that ends.
Good night, Peeps. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
The slamming door knocks a cushion of snow from above it, taking Peeps with it.
Just once more.
At the North Pole, the frozen Snow Queen's eyelids quiver, and snowflakes swirl and twirl around the center of her deep blue eyes. They form a perfect snow crystal. In icy blue capital letters, the end, followed by darkness. Audio description written and recorded by Veronica Hicks for Iuno SDI Group. The cast, the Snow Queen, Helen Mirren, Ellie Beavan, Tom, Damien Kent, Polly, Sylphie Strallen, Peeps, Hugh Laurie. Eric, David, Jason, Wardrobe, Russell, Floyd, Baggy, Colin, Marsh, the old lady, Julia, Mackenzie, Ivy, Imelda, Staunton, Les, Richard, Tate, Prince, Roland, Albert, Princess, Scarlett, Strallen, Robert King, Rick Mayle, Angora, Imelda, Staunton, Dimly, Gary Martin, Frida, Julia, Mackenzie. Music recorded and mixed by Toby Allington. Sound re-recorded at DB Post Production. Edit and story supervisor Sue Radley. Executive producers Craig Hemmings, Tom Parkhouse. Written by Sue Radley and Martin Gates. Songs and music written and composed by Chris Caswell. Animation director Chris Randall. Producer Martin Gates. Directed by Martin Gates. A Martin Gates production in association with Carrington Productions International.